You're back with Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Central City Opera has developed a gambling spirit, kind of like the gold mining turned casino town from which it takes its name. Historically, the company has produced works from the standard operatic repertoire and then performed them in its Jewel Box 550-seat auditorium. But recently, it has started venturing artistically and geographically beyond its usual terrain. This week, Central City launched one of its riskiest ventures to date, a Denver production of Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's Showboat. Here to chat about the show and what it means for the company is CPR's arts editor, Chloe Veltman. Hi, Chloe.
Hello, Ryan.
Now, I don't exactly think of Showboat as out there material. What makes Central City's production of this well-known musical such a gamble?
Well, of course, everyone knows Showboat. It's this classic musical from 1927. It's been revived countless times. We all know the songs from it, things like Old Man River and Can't Help Loving Dat Man.
Yes, I've had these in my head for the past few days as you've been working on this story.
I know, you've been singing them around the office. So, you know, lately major opera companies like the San Francisco Opera and the Lyric Opera of Chicago, they've started to slip these classic musicals into their seasons. Things like Carousel and South Pacific and Porgy and Bess. Although, you know, these sorts of things, but it's unlikely they're going to do something like the Book of Mormon. But the thing about opera audiences, especially in the smaller markets, is that they tend to be rather conservative. So doing any kind of musical isn't always going to work for a crowd that's been weaned on Verdi and Puccini and Mozart. And then there's the issue of space. Now, this is huge for Central City Opera. So the company has performed in Denver before. In 2011, it did Carmen at Fiddler's Green just for one night, though. And in 2012, there was this production of Oklahoma that played for two performances at the Newman Center at DU.
Fiddler's Green, we should say, just south of Denver.
Yeah. But with Showboat, they're doing seven performances over 5 days in this massive hall that's really expensive to rent. And this is a huge unknown for them.
3,000 seats in Buell Theater.
Yeah, nearly 3,000 seats. I mean, then there's the other thing, which is Showboat is fairly unpolitically correct. It's quite a dark piece and pretty challenging as far as musicals go. There's lots of uses of the N-word. And in a lot of productions in the past, directors have taken that out. But Central City Opera is using the Harold Prince production from 1994 on Broadway, and they're just going for it. They're keeping in all the N-words. And, you know, for some audiences, this might be a bit of a problem.
So these are all of the risks, but what are the advantages to doing this? I mean, certainly bringing its work to a larger audience, right? You don't have to drive up to this mountain town to see the production.
Right, exactly. So the work gets exposed to a much bigger audience than it would in Central City. It's great for the brand. It's great for the artists involved. Also, if they do manage to fill the space somewhat, they're going to make a profit.
Are there other examples of Central City taking risks?
Yeah, and the upcoming season's definitely a case in point, Ryan. First of all, there's Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Nothing very original about that.
Right.
But it's not going to be of a traditional Figaro, I don't think, because it's being directed by this South African-born, UK-based director who's very exciting, Alessandro Televi, and experimental. And then there's the production of Dead Man Walking, which is by the contemporary American composer Jake Heggie. It's a really super tough piece about the relationship between this nun and this death row murderer. People might be familiar with it from the Hollywood movie with Susan Sarandon,
right,
and Sean Penn. This isn't the kind of fare that you'd expect from a small opera company based in a town where most people are to be found sitting in front of slot machines.
Well, what was your assessment of the performance of Showboat? You were there opening night.
Opening night was very packed. Of course, opening night is no indication of really what the rest of the run's going to be like. And I heard this morning that they're currently sold at about 40% capacity, but that's still about 1,000 seats. And compared to Central City, where they have only 550, they're still ahead. You know, there's some excellent singing and acting. They have a really great cast. Angela Renee Simpson as Queenie and Solomon Howard as Joe, both fantastic. Perhaps I heard Old Man River a few too many times. And also, I think there are moments in this show that will be really resonant to a Colorado audience. For example, there's one point when a couple of rednecks come in carrying these big guns and they say they're going to take their guns to the theater. And then the guns go off in the theater. And I think for a local audience, that must be I could feel the freeze the other night when that happened.
Well, you're going to hear Old Man River one more time. Because we have a recording of it. Some of the cast members stopped by CPR's performance studio to record this for our classical station.
And it's a fantastic version. I was down there listening to Solomon Howard sing it the other day, and he has a tremendous voice.
Chloe Feldman is our arts editor, and the Central City Opera production of Showboat continues through August 11th at the Buell Theater that's in the Denver Performing Arts Complex. Thanks, Chloe.
My pleasure, Ryan.
Kids weary and sick of trying, I'm tired of living and scared.